Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Take two. Our mic was muted. We just recorded like 2 whole minutes.
I know. At least we realized after 2 minutes and not 22 minutes.
Yeah, that is true.
So. But all right. Now they're not going to hear you making fun of me that I'm an old lady with my phone.
I know. You couldn't figure out how to get the notes. Did it anyway. Okay. We're covering season 2, episode 13, Stuck in the Middle with You.
January 26th, 1998.
Oh boy.
Two boys are fighting for Lucy's affections while Annie and Eric are fighting in a marriage counseling group.
I mean, that's pretty accurate, I guess.
Yeah, that's what happens.
This episode is kind of a dud, if I'm being honest.
It was a snooze fest.
Snooze fest.
Like, considering the few that we've had leading up to this, it was almost like they, trying to just fill in gaps.
Yeah, like Jimmy Moon needed more screen time, so they made this episode.
Yeah, they wanted to bring Charles, Annie's dad, back.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Where do we start? Can we just cover Ruthie off real quick? Because that was...
Yeah, I've only got 2 sentences on Lucy.
Oh, I have 3. One is just an opinion. Don't look.
Okay.
It's my nose.
Don't look at mine.
Okay, so Ruthie comes home from school with a shoebox. She has herself 2 lizards because somebody brought them because... their mom didn't want lizards in the house.
Yeah, some kid at school had the lizards, and then that mom said, you can't have these lizards. And so Ruthie was like, I'll take them because I want lizards. And Annie is so distracted with the other thing that's going on in this episode that she doesn't say, like, yes or no. She's just like, I can't deal with this right now.
Yeah, she's like on the phone, rushing out the door, doesn't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can just keep lizards in a shoebox with some scrunched up paper.
No. I mean, it's maybe why they died.
Spoiler alert.
like lizards are really hard. I had a lizard once briefly.
Oh, God.
My BFF, Jamie, her now husband had a lizard. And then they were moving or something and he couldn't take it. So then he gave it to his sister, who was my roommate for a bit. And then she couldn't take it anymore. And then we were going our separate ways. We weren't dating. And I need to make that clear. And so, yeah, her and I were moving out our separate ways. And so it was my turn with
the lizard,
Art Vandelay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know what he was, a leopard gecko, maybe?
Okay.
He was really cute, but like, they have a tank and the water and the gross stuff you got to feed them, and they need a light.
I was going to say, you need like a heat lamp.
Yeah. They can't live in a shoebox, Ruthie.
Like, granted, this is California, but I don't think that's where the lizard's natural habitat is.
No, she probably could have let them out and they would have done better outside.
Yeah, instead of a climate controlled
home.
Yeah. So it's a shoebox with these holes in it. And then she names them. Did you write their names down?
Lester and Lizzie. But they think the girl is Lester and the boy is Lizzie.
Yeah, they misgender.
Yeah, like, whatever.
Yeah. So one of them lays eggs, I guess, Lester. And then they just leave them in there because they don't know anything, because they don't have Google. They don't even know Ask Jeeves at this point.
And they're seven. Like, she's seven.
Yeah, right. And so then
she's like, oh, my God.
Izzy eats the eggs.
I think it's Lizzie, the lizard.
Oh, Lizzie. Okay.
Lizzie and Lester, the lizards.
Oh, I see. I hear it now. So Lizzie eats the eggs, which I guess is a thing that can happen. And then shortly after, one of them.
So Lizzie eats the eggs. And like, Ruthie's like Lizzie's, or no, Lester's laying eggs. It's so gross. Come watch.
Yeah.
And so they eat the eggs, and then they get this information from Rod, who makes an appearance. He's like, yeah, sometimes they eat each other's eggs. And she's just like, oh, okay. And then cut to the very kind of end of the episode, and Simon and Ruthie are in the bathroom flushing something. And they were like, yeah, Lizzie. So Lester had babies. Lizzie ate the eggs. Lizzie died. And then we think Lester ate Lizzie and then she died. So they flushed Lester.
And I just wrote, I don't think you should flush a lizard down the toilet.
No.
And then I put a little toilet emoji.
Like,
that'll clog that thing up. That was like a big lizard.
Yeah. He was gangly.
Like, you could have at least buried it.
Yep.
Fed it to Happy.
I was just gonna say
that. Probably such a tasty treat.
Then Happy dies. Like, something's wrong with the lizard.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. That really is Ruthie and Simon through the whole thing. Just these stupid lizards.
Yeah. The only other thing I wrote about Simon is that he is the catalyst for. So Lucy has to decide between Jimmy Moon and Rod.
Rod.
And so Simon's taking bets on who Lucy will pick. And then Matt says that he shouldn't take bets on his sister. And she's like, okay. He's like, okay, but what if it's not real money? So they're using Monopoly money.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Annie is on the phone with her dad. And her dad says, I'm coming to surprise you. Side note on this topic. Why does Eric call Annie's dad Grandpa?
Yeah.
But Annie calls Eric's dad Colonel. Everybody calls him Colonel.
Yeah. Like, Ruthie even called him Grandpa and then corrected herself once.
Right. I just think, like, I think it's weird. I guess you refer to your mother as Grandma.
When I'm talking to my kids.
To your children who refer to her as Grandma.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, hey, kids, your grandma is coming. And if I was to say, hey, kids, my grandma's coming, that's a different person.
Right.
That's my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Okay. It was just a note that bugged
but
me.
But I wouldn't talk to you and say, hey, grandma's coming, and expect you to know that I'm talking about my mom. Like, I would just say my mom.
Fair. And you don't call her grandma to her face.
No. No, like,
you call her mom.
Yeah, like, if we were out somewhere and I was trying to be funny or something, the kids were trying to get her attention and she wasn't listening, I'd be like, grandma.
Yeah.
But like, not. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Annie's on the phone talking to her dad. He wants to come for a visit. And she's like, oh, that would be so great. Are you going to bring Ginger? And he says, no, Ginger and I are taking a break. She doesn't like change. But I have a surprise for you.
So, yeah, he says He says he's bringing a surprise, or he's got a surprise.
I have a surprise.
I have a surprise. Okay. So Lucy is all worked up about Jimmy and Rod. And so Annie and Eric are doing couples counseling,
which we'll talk about in a minute. They're
hosting it. So Annie's about to run out the door to go because she's late to meet Eric for the hosting of the couples counseling. And she says to Lucy, can you tell your brother Matt to go pick up your grandpa tonight at the airport at 6?
Yeah.
And Lucy is all flustered about
this big decision
and forgets to tell, which, like, of course, that's what's going to happen because they would have left it out of the show otherwise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she forgets to pick up the grandpa. So he takes a cab. Also, I thought it was interesting that they couldn't. So they needed a way to explain the phone being busy, like, because the grandpa could have went to a payphone and called and been like, hey, where are you at?
He probably tried.
But Lucy was, on the phone,
and they don't have call waiting because it's 1998, yeah, and so not everybody did.
They made a point to say that they don't have call waiting. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
Grandpa shows up at the door.
And he's looking a little different.
He's got a toupee on.
A toupee. A hair piece, which is, like, black, and the rest of his hair is white.
So it's, like, black on the top and then white on the bottom.
Yeah.
Sticking out.
Huh. And Annie's not too sure about it. And she can't quite figure out why Ginger and him broke up. And then the next morning over coffee, he's like, okay, I have a surprise for you. And Eric, he said, I know the cost of everything is going up and, you know, you shouldn't have a burden on your hands. And so I thought it was such a nice gift that I bought you to the burial plots right next to me and your mother. Mm-hmm.
So I have a question.
Yes.
About this. I need to know more. So, like, my dad is buried in a cemetery and he's, like, down. So it's a double plot where you can be side by side. But I think he's down, like, I don't know.
12 feet.
12 feet? Probably not. But he's down. So because I think my mom told me you can actually fit, like, 4 coffins and, like.
Yeah, you can double stack.
And 8 urns buried in there.
Yeah.
Like, it can be a family tomb.
Family plot.
So did he buy the plot right next to him and the mom? Or are they, like, snuggling up on the same headstone in that? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I took it as they're going to be laying side by side, and then he bought 2 more side by side to them.
So little do they know. They're probably going to change their minds and want to be cremated by the time they die, because they'll be
it's 70. Cremation for me.
Yeah, me too. Like, I just think, maybe not, though, because they're religious. I think religious people don't like to be cremated.
Yeah, I don't understand that whole thing, but I just think to myself, we can't bury everyone.
No.
There's not enough earth.
No, and then we were watching something, and you didn't realize that there's parts of the world where the ground is too soft or too wet, and so the graves are above the ground.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
In, like, concrete
tombs.
Mausoleums.
Yeah. Like, are you mummified in there?
I mean, you're not decomposing into the earth.
Yeah, this is the thing.
This is why I don't have a true crime podcast.
I'm
grossed out by it.
Also, the town I grew up in, we should like dive deeper into it because I don't know all the details, but up there was, like, they used to have the cemetery, like, up on this big hill, and it was getting washed out.
So bodies were just, like, emerging?
Like, I think. And so that's when they moved the cemetery to where it is now.
They're like, listen, folks.
We're gonna...
Bertha has fallen down the
hill.
We're
either dealing with zombies or...
Yeah.
But I think it was a really, really, really long time ago, because my great-grandparents are buried in the cemetery that's currently there now.
It's like an old wives' tale.
In, like, the 1800s. Yeah, maybe it's an old wives' tale. I don't know. We should ask when we're there next year.
Yeah. Okay, so Grandpa's got a toupee. He gets the 2 plots. This instantly, like, I get this. Eric just assumed, I don't get this part. Eric just assumed that they would both be buried in the Camden plot of land.
Family plot.
For 100 years, all the family's been buried there. And Annie is like, well, I hadn't really thought of it, but why wouldn't I want to be with my parents? but they want to be buried together.
But Eric wants to be buried with his whole family from 100 years.
Right. Like, all the more reason to cut each other in half.
And or get cremated and put half your ashes in one space and half your ashes in the other place.
There it is.
You're done.
Yeah.
Scatter them from here to the Camden tomb.
Yeah. So this kind of rolls into, so Grandpa's just there. He's like floating around the background. And Eric every year hosts like a few week long first year of marriage couples counseling. And so he gathers all the couples that have been married approaching the 1 year mark just to sort of say like, how's your first year of marriage? How's it going? And they get there and everybody's just sitting quietly being like, yeah, everything's fine.
But like, you can tell it's not fine. Mm-hmm.
They're all sitting cross-armed, not looking at each other. And Annie and Eric are like, okay, well, that's good to know, I guess. And then at the very end of it, I can't remember which couple speaks up.
Yeah.
But it turns out one of the couples, the woman is pregnant and the guy, the husband doesn't want to go to any doctor's appointments and he doesn't want her to tell her mom.
He just plays video
games. He just plays video games and watches cartoons. And she was like, I can't believe it. I'm already 8 weeks pregnant. Like, I was like, calm down.
A lot can happen.
Yeah. And then the other couple moved in with the husband's mom because
the dad
ran out on them. And the wife wants to move out on her own to be with her husband. And he was like, I'm not leaving my mom like my dad left her. Like, we got to stay here. And she's like, well, we're moving with her. Like, I'm moving with her without you.
Yeah.
And then the other couple, I think it's just the three couples.
Yeah.
The other couple, the guy looks like a 19-year-old yeah. Eminem. And
like the rapper, not like the red Eminem.
Mm-hmm. Like the Wish version
of Eminem.
Of Eminem, the singer, artist. And the woman looks like a 41-year-old divorcee who really loves to like
go to church,
macrame,
and make macrame. And now, like, she holds like teas with her friends.
Yes. And she, I guess, is mad because the husband isn't contributing financially and she's footing all the bills. And he's like, I'm in medical school. You knew I was becoming a doctor.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you sure know how to spend money.
And he's like, on my supplies that I need.
Yeah.
So Eric and Annie are like, okay, well, we don't have time for this because you guys brought all these things up in the last minute. We'll reconvene next week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And so in that time, Grandpa Charles shows up, tells them about the plot, the cemetery plot. And now Annie and Eric are arguing on their way into the next session.
Yeah. So then Eric says, why don't we have a discussion, you and I, Annie, about something we disagree with, and then they can see how a happily married couple deals with it.
And Annie calls him out. She's like, you sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
And then they sort of like fast forward the next scene and they're screaming at each other about this plot.
Yeah.
And the couples are just sitting there like, oh, and then they all kind of divide and take a side. And then,
yeah, like one person from each couple storms out with Annie.
Yeah.
And the rest of them like are still in the room with Eric.
Yeah. But then later that night or the next night, some other time, one of the, oh, the medical, no, the, not the medical doctor.
The woman from the medical doctor couple shows up and talks to Annie.
Wants to talk to Annie.
Because Eric's talking to
the guy who lives with his mom.
Yeah.
And then
another,
the guy,
three doors, like each door got knocked on.
Yeah. Anyway. And then the guy whose wife is expecting shows up and he's like, well, they're busy. I'll just sit here. And then he starts talking to Charles. And sure enough, Charles gives him the advice of a lifetime. And
yeah, so each adult well. Fixed everything.
So all the couples ended up solving their problems.
Yeah.
And living happily ever after. Presumably.
Yeah, there's where I've put in quotes, do you want to be right or do you want to be married?
Oh, yeah.
Who
one
said
of
that?
Them said that.
Oh, the grandpa. The grandpa said that to.
Gross. Yeah, he said, if there's one thing I learned is do you want to be right or do you want to be married?
Like. Ay, ay, ay.
I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not great. So then I think the real...
And Annie and Eric put a pin in talking about the burial plot. They're going to decide at a later date.
Yeah. They've got life to live. No rush. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. You can die at any time, but okay. Like, I want Eric to die first and Annie to put him next to her parents.
Oh, my God. Just bury his shoe or something in the Camden lawn.
Yeah.
So the real... chef's kiss storyline in this episode is that in the very first scene, Matt and Mary tell Lucy that Jimmy Moon and Ashley broke up.
Yeah.
I wrote Jimmy Moon and Mila broke up.
Oh, Mila.
I know. She wasn't in this episode, but...
No. She's in the throes of that 70s show by now.
Yeah, that's
January
true.
January of 1998.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
That's why they had to break up, because we probably wrote her out. She probably be like, I'm out of this contract, bitches.
Yeah, I'm going to be rich and famous.
Yeah. And she
meet Ashton Kutcher.
Like, literally.
Yeah. So it goes right away into Lucy having this beautiful black and white montage of all of the moments of Jimmy Moon and hers romance.
And the French music.
With the French music. And I'm going to post it on TikTok and Instagram. So go check that out. Mm-hmm. But then I wrote Rod is back, barf.
Yes. So the music montage ends and Rod saunters up and he's like,
dirty mustache.
Hey, Lucy. And he's like, I'm here to stake out my territory.
Yeah. Que pasa, chica? Like, why does he talk Spanish?
I don't know. And like, is he trying to, like, I get this vision that he's trying to be like reggae, but like he's speaking Spanish. Jamaican.
He's like blending. He's a melting pot of.
Yeah.
Different expressions.
Yes. And so, like, here to stake out my territory, gross.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I'm going to have to think about it. And now she is tickled and pumped that these two guys are suddenly vying for her.
So she spends, like, the whole episode on the phone at first.
Yeah, with
trying
someone.
To tie up her landline because she said, I want to be unreachable. Like, she's trying to play hard to get.
Yeah.
So, like,
and they go to a clip of Rod and Jimmy on the phone dialing her number, and it's busy. And Rod even says, God, who doesn't have caller ID? Call waiting.
Yeah. And then Jimmy Moon is holding a photo of her and, like, pining over it.
Right. Do you remember, though, if you were on the phone and you heard, because call waiting was just an obnoxious beeping beep, beep. In your ear. It beep, beep, beep. And then
it was like on the ring, probably.
Yeah, you'd have to like click over. Yeah. I don't know if you just like hung up and picked up.
Sometimes I think you just like hit the hang up button or the whatever right. That's called.
Yeah.
The hang up fast.
What would you call that? I want to call it the latch, but it's not that.
No, the hang up. I don't know.
The hang up button. Yeah. And then the switch over.
Yeah.
But if you didn't want to answer it, you just had to listen to the beeping.
Yeah. And then it would either, I guess, go to your answering machine or.
Yeah.
We didn't have all those fancy features until later in life.
Yeah.
Because I lived in a small town. We had party lines.
Did you know about *69 and *68?
Yeah.
*67? There was one where you could block your number.
One where you could block your number. One where you could call back. Like,
it would tell you what number.
You last. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So was there one that was like redial? Like you could, it was who called you last and then also who you called last?
I can't remember.
I mean.
Something to look up.
Now we just all have call display.
Yeah.
And I called someone the other day and it said their answering machine wasn't even set up. And I was like, yeah, duh.
Yeah. Even better, though, is now like we have iPhones and as someone is leaving you a voicemail, it transcribes it and then you can choose to answer it.
Yes. And you don't even have to call your answering machine. It like when I missed a call when we were on our dog walk, that message was just
like a little audio. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can.
There's Craig from the car dealership.
Yeah. Wanted to know if I got my hail damage fixed yet because he wants to sell me a car.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can decide whether I could listen to that message in a meeting and no one would even know.
Yeah.
You just look like I'm reading a text message.
Yeah. Ah, technology.
Yeah.
So.
It didn't translate very well though. It thought he said Linda. That's not me.
I don't know how to tell. Okay, quick side story. There was a car accident right in front of our house yesterday.
Like, literally.
And I was on a FaceTime call with somebody, and I was like, oh, shoot, hang on. And it, like, two cars is very snowy here, and two cars were driving towards each other and collided and then ricocheted into the parked car, like our neighbor's car that was on the street.
Just now, I asked the other neighbor, Terry, if he had the number for our other neighbor. I wasn't sure
because I heard you talking and I was like, who is talking?
I was talking to Terry and he said, I'm like, yeah, somebody slid into these guys' car. And he was like, oh, he's like, this corner is awful. We've been slid into a few times when we park on the street.
Oh,
because it's just such a slight corner.
Mm-hmm.
Granted,
just coming out of
you should be doing
zone.
30 in a playground zone.
Right.
So.
Right. But
it's very snowy here.
It's very snowy here. But we knocked on the neighbor's door. Nobody was home. And I don't know their number. So I was like, I'll text you to the guy who hit him. I said, I'll text you my number. And then if you want to send me your info, I can at least then, when the neighbors find out, I have a way of what. And he's like, okay, that's great. So he gave me his number and my phone auto-corrected my name from Carling to Carly, like Carli. And now he only, like, he's texted me a couple times to be like, oh, okay, I filed a police report. Here's the info. Have you heard anything? But he always called me Carly.
That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter really. But it's just like, damn it, phone.
If you have to testify in court, you're going to be like, actually, excuse me, it's Carling.
We're going to have a whole awkward thing. Anywho. So.
Yeah. If you're going to go to Arizona or something, give your neighbors your number in case your car gets hit on the street while you're away.
Yeah, because we think they're wintering away. Yeah. I don't know. So.
Okay. So.
Jimmy
Moon and Rod both show up at the Camden house at the same time.
Well, like slightly, like they don't know that the other is there.
Yes. 2 minutes apart.
Yeah.
So Rod shows up and he's talking to Simon and Ruthie about lizards, basically.
Well, Rod's like, can I actually talk to you a minute? You know, man, a man.
Yeah.
And so they go into Simon's room. If somebody showed up and was like, can I talk to you for a minute? Of all the rooms in our home, the last place I would take them is my bedroom.
But if you were like 11 years old?
Nobody's home. Take them to the living room, the kitchen, the dining room, the laundry room.
I guess. But he needed to be out of there because.
Yes. It was just funny. Because he's like, yeah. And then they ran up the stairs.
So Simon gives Rod, he kind of says like, you're going to have, like, he says, like, Lucy likes your look. But you need to win over my parents and they don't like your look. So you're going to have to like soften it up around the edges, basically.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy shows up to talk to Lucy, and Matt intercepts.
And he's like, let me talk to you first.
And he kind of says the same thing, but opposite. He's like, you're going to have to, like, change your image to compete with Rod.
Yeah. And he said, what is, Jimmy says something about my desires and your sister.
Passions.
And he's, yeah, passions. And he's like, first of all, never use the word passions and my sister in the same sentence.
Yeah, he says, well, actually, I thought that this conversation with Matt was really good because Matt calls him out for being controlling.
Yeah.
And saying, like, you dumped my sister because she dyed her hair blonde. And he's like, no, I didn't. Not because she dyed her hair blonde. And Matt's like, you're right. It's because you couldn't control what color her hair was. Like, yeah. Jimmy.
Red flags.
Red flags
you are
everywhere.
14 years old.
Figure it out. And so then, and then he's like, well, I saw her blonde hair and it confused my passions. And Matt was like, nope.
So yeah, he's like, you might want to freshen up your look. And so Lucy comes down and sees that they're both there. And she's like, listen, I'm not making a decision. I'm thinking about it. I'll talk to you both soon.
Yeah.
So then at school the next day, at the locker, you can see Lucy's face and you can just see the back of both boys facing Lucy.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and Rod has shaved his mustache.
Like, he's got like one of those little 14-year-old boy, like, scraggly,
like not quite there,
and he's blonde, so it looks even
weirder. It's not great.
It's like pubic hair on his lip.
Ew. Pubic lip. And then what did Jimmy do?
Jimmy has like a purple streak in his hair, but it's like his bangs, like the chunk,
like a chunk, like I would say
6-inch chunk,
a third of his head
is like, and what color does he call it?
Passion or something?
Passion fruit.
I don't know. It's like fuchsia, purpley pink.
It's like eggplant.
Yeah. And she's, and then Lucy's like, okay, well, I've actually given it some thought and I don't want to date anybody right now. I still need more time to figure myself out and who I am. And then they're like, oh, so you're breaking up with us? And she's like, well, no.
And they're like, yeah, sounds like you're dumping both of us.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Good for you, Lucy. I was glad. That was a very smart move because I think shows like that often romanticize like children's romances.
Yeah. And like these two boys like competing for Lucy's love. Like, you're 14. Calm down.
Barf.
Yeah. And like I wouldn't want to be like attracted to someone who can't decide if they want to be with me or not because someone else is in the picture.
Yeah.
And there is a part where Annie says to Lucy, is it Annie? That says, if you knew which one you wanted to date, you wouldn't have even had to question it. Like, if one of them was better than the other.
If one of them was the right one, yeah, you right wouldn't one. Even have to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which means
so,
neither.
Anyway, that's kind of it.
Yeah. Like, it was kind of a dudder.
Like, there wasn't, there's two scenes I'm going to post to TikTok and Instagram. So go check those out. And I'm hoping next week is a better one. Episode 14.
Yeah. It's called Red Tape. A mysterious personal ad in the school paper gets Matt more calls than he can handle.
Sounds like a prank.
I know. I also like these ones that only give us one like theme. Because
yes.
There's usually seven.
So, yeah.
Like, we're going to come on here next week and be like, well, that's not what it was about.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here.
So we'll see.
Yeah. So, I don't know, you can't win them all.
Yeah. Where can people find us if they wanted to find us?
Gosh, our address is. I'm just joking.
Don't hit the cars out
don't
front.
Don't hit the cars out front. But if you do, I'll give you my number. So you can find us on TikTok and Instagram at 7th Heaven, a lesbian recap. And then we're also over on Patreon and Supercast. They're both subscription-based services where you get bonus content. We're actually due to post an episode on there,
yeah,
but there's a few episodes on there already. We're deep diving into each of the actors. We started with Matt.
Yep.
Matt, Mary, Lucy.
And then Simon.
Simon. And yeah, we're going to just kind of, it's so you can go to patreon.com or supercast.com and look up A Lesbian Recap. And that's where we are.
Recap it all.
recapping it all. All right. All right. Yeah. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap.